Governor Phil Murphy signed an executive order this past week, lifted the requirement that school districts, child care settings, state contractors keep a policy mandating unvaccinated workers undergo routine testing. This comes about, plus the school districts, child care settings immediately, by the way, this comes about following the recent updates from the CDC about COVID-19 guidelines in advance of the upcoming school year, testing for state contractors. That comes to an end September 1st. Speaking of the CDC, this comes as the head of that organization this past week ordered a reorganization as a long overdue response to all their foul-ups and poor communications that they've committed over the past 2 years. A little bit more than 2 years, come to think of it. But be that as it may, federal health officials, they scale back guidance for quarantining and testing to screen for COVID-19. In places like schools last week, pullback of pandemic precautions pretty much reflects higher protection from vaccines, treatments, prior infection. It was August 11th, CDC said it no longer recommends that people quarantine after being exposed to the virus. As long as they don't feel sick, get tested after 5 days, and wear a high-quality mask around others for another 10 days. Going back to the governor, he said in a press statement, with children as young as 6 months old now eligible for vaccines and millions of New Jerseyans vaccinated and boosted, most of our residents are safe from severe illness due to COVID-19. Look at the stats regarding that. More than 18.4 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine have been given here in New Jersey. Includes over 1.9 million doses to children under the age of 18. Murphy's order does not prevent schools and child care settings from keeping a vaccination or testing policy as they see fit going forward. Additionally, the requirements to report vaccination and testing data to the Department of Health, that remains in effect. Workers in situations like congregate care, health care, jails, they're still required to be up to date on their COVID-19 vaccinations, including the first booster dose, as per prior executive orders. Numbers as far as COVID-19 in New Jersey are certainly compared to even a year ago are quite more at ease and less threatening. Now, there's still cases, new daily COVID cases, around 833. The death count's way down. New confirmed deaths, one. Overall, in all through the pandemic in New Jersey, 34,404 total deaths. Rate of transmission currently is still under 1.0. It's around 0.90, give or take a point. Looking at the positivity percentages by region, overall, the state was 11.9%. That was as of August 10th. Rate was 12.7 in the north, 11.3 in the central, 11.2 in the south. And with hospitalizations, 981, most being not too much of a difference between the three regions, north, central, and south. 367 in the north, 335 central, 279 in the south. Last check, 118 patients in intensive care and only 34 on ventilators. Like I said, quite a change versus just even a short time of 1 year ago regarding COVID-19.